The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Let's check in with Kimball Township. Been a while since we've talked about what's going on in Kimball, and boy, they've got a lot of interesting things coming down the pipeline. Joining us right now is Kimball Township Supervisor Rob Usikowski. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Paul.
You've got some retail.
Yeah, we have quite a few things going on.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So let's jump right into it in that area of Range and Gratiot. Sounds like you've got some retail development planned there.
Yeah, we've got two projects that are coming to our planning commission this month. The first one is an Aldi's. That'll go on the northwest corner next to CVS. And then a Culver's on the southwest side just behind the gas station across from Myers.
That's pretty exciting. What's the timeline for that? I mean, obviously, if everything is approved, when would we see those come online, do you think?
Pretty quickly. I mean, both projects were pretty eager to start building. So as soon as they got the Planning Commission approval, they were going to start getting all their things in a row to start construction.
That's an area a lot of people look at that, and they say, well, that's Marysville, isn't it? But it's right next to Marysville, but it is Kimball.
It is. That's correct. Just on the west side of Range is Kimball, all the way down to just south of Gratiot. So, yeah, a lot of people do think of it as Marysville over there.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. I know there was talk at one time of a hotel in Kimball Township. Where does that stand right now?
Yep, we're still working on that. They're needing some infrastructure, roads and water and sewer. That would be up on Wadhams, just north of 69, up where the Taco Bell and Bilo is. But that project's still a go. In fact, I'm meeting with some people today to talk about some of that infrastructure. But they're ready to pull the trigger on the hotel. And then the Lawrences, who own Bilo, are considering possibly some other things in that same area. They've got 17 acres there that they would build out if the hotel comes in.
Why all these projects? Why now? What has led up to this moment?
Well, our community is somewhat of a bread and breakfast community, but they still want to have goods and services available so that people can get those things without having to travel too far away. I mean, obviously, you can go up to Fort Gratiot and get some of these things, but people do like to not travel as far, and these give our community that opportunity to get those services and goods locally.
Absolutely. What else is going on in Kimball these days? I feel like it's been a while since we've checked in, so what are some of the other things you got going on?
It has been a while. We have an A&W that's going to go in this spring up on Wadhams as well. That's going to be on the east side of the road just past 69. High Grade, the cement company there on Lapeer, they're going to move. They're going to be moving to a location again in that same area, just Wadhams, just north of 69 on the east side of the road. And then we've got our almost $1 million of American Rescue Act funds. So we're not exactly sure what we're going to do with all that. We're looking at trying to piggyback some other funding opportunities so that we basically kind of double that money. So the first thing we're doing is we're going to redo Sparling Road, which is in pretty bad shape. So that'll be in the fall of this year.
Well, that's it certainly is nice for municipalities to have that windfall, you know, whether you agree with the means by which it came. You know, not everybody was necessarily in favor of all the free government money. You've got it, and now you can use it, and you could really put it to good use there, can't you?
Yeah, I think, I kind of feel that way as well, and I think a lot of our community does, is why I have all this money, and but if we don't take it, somebody else is going to get it. So we certainly are going to enjoy that money and use it to good use. In fact, we're hoping soon to put out some surveys to get some feedback from the community to see where they want us to spend that money.
All this new business development as well, these new projects, that's got to be good for the township too. I mean, ultimately, that's going to help fill the township coffers a bit.
Yeah, it does. Commercial development, obviously, it helps generate tax revenue. Individual residential doesn't do a whole lot as far as tax revenue, but the commercial side definitely does.
Yeah. You mentioned infrastructure. Any other on your wish list? Obviously, you don't alone get to decide what to do with that $1 million. You said that you're going to be surveying the community, and the township board will make its decision. What would you favor? You know, sitting there with $1 million of American Rescue funds to spend in Kimball Township. What are some things that you'd like to see done?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to look at some improvements in the water and sewer. Our system's starting to get a little bit older, so we need to enhance some of that system a little bit. I'd like to see some things in parks and recreation. We're looking at some fire department things as well. So trying to spread it out in as many departments as we possibly can.
All right, very good. Well, we'll look forward to the new businesses coming online. We'll follow that, and I'm sure there will be some grand openings and ribbon cuttings in the not-too-distant future.
I certainly will be.
Yeah. Rob, appreciate the update. Thanks for being with us today.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
it. Take care. Bye-bye.